Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank appeals documents 1913-1914, page 1691 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. J.B. Duffy and Burke's chauffeur, Lynette myself at my house. No money was given Duffy at that time. I made him loans on April 4th and April 11th. I loaned Duffy money when he worked under me at the Southern Railroad in the year 1910 and 1911, and at various times I loaned him small amounts of money. I think $40 was the greatest amount I had ever loaned him prior to that time. He got the money at three different times. He got $5 at one time, and then on May 4th, I put that on a note of $10 I let him have, and on May 11th, I put it on a note with $10 and let him give one note for one T $25. I said May a minute ago, and that should have been April of the year. He made an affidavit on December 11th, 1913, and I never loaned him any money at all, in fact, until April 4th, 1914. I did not give him 1 cent at that time. It must have been 7 o'clock when the parties met at my house. I never let Duffy have any money at all that night we met at my house. That was on December 21st, 1913. He made an affidavit for C.W. Burke, and on April 4th, 1914, I let him have the first money I ever let him have since long before this trouble in 1912. I did not tell him he would never have to pay it back. I did not make such a statement to Duffy's father. Old man Duffy came over there to the railroad to my place of business. I went to see Nellie Wood about the 28th of January, 1914. I knew she was a witness for the state against Leo M. Frank. I went in C.W. Burke's automobile, and I went at his instance. Burke asked me to go there. He said he didn't know her himself, and I did. I had been a foreman out there for the Southern Road at Decatur Street for a long time, and everybody knew of Nell drifting up and down Decatur Street. I never had anything to do with her. I think she is a woman of bad character. I can give names as to who said she was a bad character, a fellow named Bishop. He was not one of the men indicated in that crowd. His initials are J.B. Bishop and is not related to B.B. She told me that while I was talking to her, that anything and everything would be all right in connection with what she was doing. If telling me would mean I did know, I do know of my own knowledge. Anybody down there who will say anything about her will talk of her general bad character. Bishop on be found on Decatur Street. He is working there for the Southern Road as car inspector. He is in my office there all the time.